What are your thoughts about partial breast radiation and whether or not, if that proves to be as effective as conventional breast radiation, whether that's going to affect breast conservation rates?
I think that, again, in our study, we saw big concerns about radiation. We did not tease out whether they were fears of toxicity of radiation versus concerns about the 6 weeks of conventional treatment, and I suspect they were a mixture of both. So I think partial breast irradiation, particularly for working women, lower income women, women in rural areas, has the opportunity to greatly open up the doors to increased breast conservation rates. Having said that, I think that the results of the trial that's being jointly done by the NSABP and the RTOG are going to be very, very important, because even though the rationale behind partial breast irradiation is very sound, most local recurrence occurs in the area of the primary tumor, and whole breast irradiation does not prevent the long-term development of second primary cancers, I think we have to see whether or not local control is as good as we see with whole breast irradiation, and particularly whether cosmetic outcome is as good or whether shorter-term treatments at higher doses result in greater rates of fibrosis retraction, fat necrosis, things like that.
Are you putting patients on that study?
We are entering patients onto that study.
At your center, which of the three therapies do you generally utilize?
Well, we offer patients both the external beam and the mammocyte approach. My personal belief is that long-term external beam offers a wider variety of women the option of partial breast irradiation because of the concerns about skin separation with the balloon, cavity size, those sorts of things.
Are there any situations where you think brachytherapy is more useful than those techniques?
Well, I can't say I've had any personal experience with brachytherapy, but it doesn't immediately come to me.
Yeah, certainly not as patient-friendly. What have you observed in terms of cosmetic outcome with partial breast radiation with both techniques?
I think short-term, the cosmetic outcome looks to be very good. But short-term, when you've still got the swelling, it takes about 2 years to 3 years for the edema and things to start going away and the real retraction and fibrosis to develop. So it's too soon, I think, to say.